Welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Kristen Stevenson. Kristen is the Senior VP, Chief Policy and Community Engagement Officer for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thanks so much for having me here.
We're excited to have you here. We love all the work that you do for the MDA. Before we get going, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'd be happy to tell you a little bit more about myself. I've been dedicated to healthcare and health policy matters throughout my career. I focused on nursing straight out of college and pursued a master's in healthcare administration, and then ultimately a law degree where my practice focused on both healthcare and health policy matters. I decided at a certain point in my career that I was ready to really focus on more philanthropic work and health policy work. And when the opportunity arose at MDA, it was a perfect fit.
Kristen, for our audience members who may not know, could you tell us a little bit about muscular dystrophy and the Muscular Dystrophy Association?
Yes, and I'm glad you asked that, Matt, because our organization is quite broad in terms of scope and in terms of the individuals that we serve. A national nonprofit organization that's been in existence for more than 65 years, and we're an umbrella organization. And what that means is that we don't focus on one specific disease or one specific group of individuals. We're focused on multiple disorders that are similar in nature. So MDA is focused on 43 different disorders that have a lot of things in common. They're all neuromuscular or motor neuron in nature. They're all progressive, and there are no cures for any of the disorders under our umbrella. However, there are many therapies in development and a very robust therapy pipeline. The diseases that are included in those we cover are all of the muscular dystrophies, ALS, spinal muscular atrophy, and then a myriad of other disorders. And this is a really exciting time for the Muscular Dystrophy Association and individuals living with we serve, because there are so many therapies in development and there is so much hope on the horizon. In fact, 5 therapies in the last 2 years have been approved by the FDA to treat these disorders. And that excitement is really helping propel our work forward.
Kristen, that's great information. I didn't realize that the MDA had such a broad scope. How does the MDA fulfill that mission?
We focus on what we call the 4 C's, and that really allows us to take a broad scope mission like the one that we have and have very specific ways in which we make sure we're having impact in the community. And we call those 4 C's cure, care, champion, and community. From the cure standpoint, it's efforts that help accelerate the development of therapies and cures. And so that's everything from public policy efforts to our significant research funding. In fact, MDA has funded more than $1 billion of research in this space and is the largest source of research funding for these diseases outside of the federal government in the United States. And from the care standpoint, it's focusing on supporting our network of more than 150 clinics across the country. We call them MDA care centers. And the MDA care center network are places where individuals living with any of our diseases can go and seek multidisciplinary expert care so that they can see multiple providers in one place at one time. From the champion standpoint, it's focusing on our dedicated efforts in Washington, D.C. to engage in public policy and advocacy, where we work both with Congress and the executive agencies and other policymakers and stakeholders who influence the laws and the regulations that impact our community. And from the community standpoint, the 4th C, it's really a myriad of services and programs where MDA is working directly with those we serve. So a couple of examples of those programs might be our National Resource Center, which is a dedicated group of 3 individuals living with diseases under MDA's umbrella and a social worker who are full-time focused on answering questions and providing referral and guidance services, all the way to our summer camp program, where MDA provides a no-cost summer camp to children living with our diseases ages 8 to 17 every summer.
We're talking to Kristen Stevenson, Senior VP, Chief Policy and Community Engagement Officer for MDA. Kristen, I'm aware that you guys recently sent out a patient survey. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what you hope to achieve?
Yes, this is something that I'm really excited about. So we went out into the community with a survey this spring because we wanted to really understand and get some numbers around what are some of the pain points for our community in terms of living with neuromuscular disease day to day and learn a little bit more about what supports and services are out there that the community relies upon and where there might be opportunity for there to be greater support. So everything from examples would be understanding how certain areas impact the lives of those we serve, to understanding what the needs are around education and support, advocacy, having an appreciation for how the community relies upon certain services and products, understanding what the needs are in terms of access to care. There are many areas where we know that this community can use additional support and where we know that there are issues that we can help tackle. And what we really wanted to do was get some clear and solid numbers around what those areas are so that as we're thinking about how we can help best serve the community, we're able to really focus on the areas of highest need. And I think what's really interesting about this survey as well is that we weren't just collecting this data so that MDA would have information. We're planning on turning this around and publishing some of the key learnings and insights to the community so that we can help add to the collective knowledge and understanding about the neuromuscular disease space in hopes that others will also come into the space and help solve for some of these challenges.
And it's my understanding that the response has been overwhelming to this campaign.
We did have a very good response. In fact, we were hoping for about 2,000 responses, and with fewer than 4 weeks in the field, we had more than 3,300 complete responses. And we're in the process of going through that data right now and very much looking forward to coming back and sharing with you some of the key insights once we've had a chance to understand exactly what the data is telling us.
That's great. It's always a positive when the community responds. And I'm so glad that you're getting the kind of responses that you were looking for. I want to shift focus a little bit here and talk about newborn screening. Could you talk a little bit about the MDA's role in newborn screening?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And I think what might be helpful for your listeners is I'll take just a step back and framework a little bit around newborn screening so that the reason it's important to MDA and to the neuromuscular disease community is a little bit more logical. So newborn screening, for anyone who's had a baby, you're well aware of this program, is a public health program where when an infant is born in the United States and they go to the newborn nursery for their assessment, a small prick of blood is taken from the heel of the baby and is placed on a card. That card then goes to the public health laboratory for the state, and a panel of tests are run on that blood spot that will identify specific genetic disorders that that baby may have been born with for which there is a treatment. And the reason this is so important to MDA and to the neuromuscular disease community is because as this robust pipeline of therapies is coming along and as we're seeing more and more therapies enter the space, that means there's opportunity for babies born with these disorders to be treated at birth or as close to after birth as possible. And you'll remember when I was mentioning about the diseases under MDA's umbrella that they're all progressive in nature. So what that means is that over time, the disease course becomes more severe. So the earlier we can intervene, the better. And for the diseases under MDA's umbrella, currently one of those disorders is included on something called the Recommended Uniform Screening Panel, or the RUSP. And this is a list of disorders that is recommended by the Department of Health and Human Services that each state tests for. Currently, SMA, or spinal muscular atrophy, is also in consideration for being added to this panel, which is something we very much hope to see in the coming months. The recommendation has been made that it be added, and we're awaiting decision from the Secretary of Health and Human Services on whether that recommendation will be followed. So what that means as a practical matter, once a disorder is added to this recommended uniform screening panel, the states must then each take action to add that specific disorder to their individual testing panel. And one of the reasons that MDA is so committed and so interested in this area is because the care center network that I mentioned a few moments ago is an infrastructure that's ready and placed so that babies who are identified through this newborn screening program will have a place to go very quickly after diagnosis. And so we see it as incumbent upon us as an organization to help make sure that this network of expert providers is ready and that the connections are able to be made quickly so that when an infant is identified with one of the diseases under our umbrella that's being screened for, we can very quickly get them into a scenario where they have expert clinical care, and then also have the support of the organization and of the community to really help that family along their journey.
Kristen, this has been such great information. For our listeners out there, how can they get more involved with the MDA?
Well, I should start with a thank you with that question. For anyone out there who has ever put a dollar in a firefighter's boot or written your name on a shamrock, we want to thank you for the support that you've already given us. We're very fortunate that we have millions of individuals every year who take that extra moment and support us in so many ways, including those ways. And if you'd like to get more involved, we would very much appreciate any time and effort that you have. In fact, there are so many ways to get involved with MDA. If you do visit our website, you can see a lot of those ways and get some additional information. But just top of mind, two of the ways are to participate as an MDA volunteer or to become an MDA advocate. In addition to that, we have muscle walks all across the country and many different ways to get involved, whether you have 5 minutes or 5 hours, a passing interest or a passion, there is a way for you to get involved. And specifically around advocacy, I would really encourage all of you who are listening, who have any interest in newborn screening, helping ensure sufficient resources are available for biomedical research funding, and other areas that we haven't had a chance to touch on during this conversation, like accessible air travel, access to healthcare. If those are things that are important to you, we would love for you to join us as an advocate. All you have to do when you go to the website is share your email address and your zip code, and we will send you monthly updates on key policy initiatives, and we will provide you with information that you can reach out to your elected officials and share. And it's a really great way to get involved with the community and to stay in touch and to stay up to date with what's happening and what are the important things that are impacting the neuromuscular disease space.
What is the official MDA website?
It's www.mda for Muscular Dystrophy Association.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at MDA News or at MDA Advocacy.
And we'll make sure that we have all those links on our podcast notes. One of the things I really love about your social media presence is the pictures of all the participants and all the great community events that you do. I got to say, the MDA Instagram page is one of my favorites.
Thank you. I hope all of your listeners will check it out, as well as our Facebook page.
Kristen, it's been an honor having you on today. We've learned so much about the MDA, the survey, newborn screening, and other great initiatives that you have going on. As we start to wrap up here, do you have any closing thoughts to share with the audience?
I would just say that I think this is a really exciting time for the entire neuromuscular disease community and space. And we're really seeing things happening in a very different way than we've ever seen before. And this is a really important opportunity and an important time for us to come together to speak with one voice with advocacy where we can, and to really make sure we're working together collectively to have the greatest impact we can. And I know you're going to be speaking with one of my colleagues in an additional conversation around a major effort that we have going forward called MOVER. And I know that your listeners will be excited to hear about that as well. And in the meantime, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on, for providing an opportunity for me to share some of the exciting things that are happening, not only at MDA, but just in our community at large. And thank you for providing this public service of your own so that individuals have a chance to learn more about ways to get involved and some of the things that are happening in the various disease communities that they would probably never have a chance to know about without this opportunity.
Thank you, Kristen, so much for your kind words. And we couldn't thank you enough for the difference you make in the lives of people living with neuromuscular disease. We love all the work that you're doing at the MDA, and we are definitely big supporters of your mission.
Thanks so much, Matt.
She's Kristen Stevenson, Senior Vice President, Chief Policy and Community Engagement Officer for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I'm Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.